Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 91. Thinking about the law of polarity, it is important to remember that the two ends of the pole offer completely different experiences. We know that one is symbolized as light on and the other as light off. Without light, there is nothing, no love, no joy, and ultimately no life. We need but to think about a plant removed from light to feel the truth of this. Conversely, in light, all circumstances are what we call miraculous, that is, vibrant, effulgent, and abundant. Indeed, miracles are seen in light. If we are not experiencing a miraculous life, we are simply identifying with the body and not God. We are standing in the dark feeling victimized and not in the light feeling powerful. Today, instead of cursing the darkness, I choose to move to the light.
Step 92. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light." And as that was what was willed, that was what was done. Therefore, what is true and real is light. What is not true is simply the illusion of the absence of light. What is also true is that God, and therefore light, is all there is. And when we accept that, we will experience miracles where once there were grievances.
Step 93. The Egyptian law of correspondence states that what is below is exactly the same as what is above. In the beginning, God extended itself into form, you, me, everything. Only what God created is real. Only what God created is true. And as the image and likeness of God, the light and joy and peace that God is, I am as well. What I had made up about myself based on my misunderstanding of the truth goes against what God created and is therefore simply not true. I used to think that I was the sum of my mistakes and ostensible insufficiencies. Today, however, I choose to agree with God and know that what was created by the Creator cannot be overruled by the created.
Step 94. Creation was God's will. God willed there be light without opposite. Therefore, light is all there is. Everything that has the appearance of the absence of light was fabricated erroneously out of the mind of man. God is the author of all that is, and just as Hamlet cannot change what Shakespeare wrote about him, we cannot change what God willed about us. Even when we don't know it, even when we don't believe it, even when we behave in ways inconsistent with it, we were created in the image of the divine as a stream or download of the divine, and that is how we remain eternally. Today, I choose to be authentic, that is, to behave in a manner that outpictures the will of my author.
Step 95. Creation is not contingent upon our beliefs or our behavior. We cannot stop being what God created because of what we believe or how we behave. We have become accustomed to seeing our brothers and sisters as worthy or unworthy of being loved based on what they say or what they do, and not on who they are in truth. There is nothing but God, and that won't change no matter what we do. Today, I am determined to look past all unloving behavior and see only the being that remains the truth of who I am. I am one self, united with my Creator and one with every aspect of creation, limitless in power and peace.
Step 96. Each one of us is a stream of divine consciousness. However, although like the sun and its rays, even though our source is the same, our expression is different and unique. And when I identify as the difference instead of as the one,
The separation that occurs not in reality, only in my mind, leaves me feeling lonely, vulnerable, and afraid. Today, I choose to identify with the one true self that I am, whole, perfect, and complete. And in that choice, I am saved. Step 97. I was created in the image and likeness of God. God is pure spirit. God is pure love. And as the law of correspondence teaches, if God is, I am as well. We learn in Egyptian mysticism that the great God chose to extend itself into form. And in order to facilitate that, bodies had to be created as vehicles for spirit to move around in. I am that spirit. My task is to remember that I am a stream of spiritual intelligence utilizing a body. And as such, I continue to exist in love and in light with or without a body. And while incarnate, I, as spirit, direct and manage my body. My body does not direct and manage me. Step 98. Remember, all ancient Egyptian mysticism is based on universal laws and principles. Thinking about polarity, we know that there are two positions inside of which it is possible to stand. We can stand in the truth that everything real is love or the emanation of God, or we can stand in the illusion that it is not. When we choose to stand in the truth, we experience and demonstrate the miraculous with everything at our disposal. And when we choose illusion, we are needy and afraid, and everywhere we turn, we experience breakdown. Today, I choose to stand with and as a stream of the divine and be an example that could save the world. Step 99. God wills that the experience of heaven be realized on earth, and the only way God's will can be manifested is that we let go of, give forth, or forgive any thoughts that are other than the perfection that God and thus everything actually is. Salvation or remembering and manifesting the will of God is my only function here. Salvation and forgiveness are the same. Today I choose to release all thoughts of breakdown and know with God that even when it doesn't look like it, and even when I want it to be other than it is, everything is working perfectly just as it is. Step 100. All it takes for me to fulfill my part in God's plan for salvation is to be thankful and happy right now. Not when I have accomplished everything on my list, not when I have better circumstances or when things are as I think they should be, but right now. According to the law of vibration, that is all that is necessary for me to experience heaven in the earth plane. Indeed, my smile will raise the vibration and light the world. Today I stand knowing that from the moment God spoke creation into being, from the beginningless beginning to the endless end, all is good, all is perfect, and all is well, right here and right now.